Welcome to Psych Gumbo, WTUL's mental health radio show for the Tulane and New Orleans community. I'm Dr. Holly Peek, your host of Psych Gumbo, and today my guest is Dr. Mio Nguyen Mint. He is a physician with training in pediatrics, general psychiatry, and child and adolescent psychiatry. Among other things, his interests include LGBTQ mental health. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Holly, for having me.
Well, let's start out really simple. Can you just explain and define what is LGBTQ?
Sure. LGBTQ is a group of alphabets, as you can see, and the terms that we kind of combine together to describe asexual minorities. So L stands for lesbians, G stands for gays, B stands for bisexuals, T stands for transgender folks, and Q actually stands for queers.
And can you define for me what queer is exactly?
Sure. A lot of people in the heterosexual community will think of queer as a very derogatory term that you can actually use and hurt other people. And truthfully, a lot of kids and adults get bullied by using that term. But in recent years, a lot of the younger generation reclaimed that word to describe their sexual minoritiness, if that's such a word, and to actually describe them by actually stating that they may not fit into those category of LGBT, but they're in terms of a sexual fluidity and sexual minority, they may be all of the above or none of the above. And so they would describe the term as a queer, as self-identify.
Okay. So how did you become interested in this patient population?
Sure. As a gay male myself, I'm always, of course, fascinated how other people experience is because, you know, everybody's experience is unique. And as I learn more about it, there's certain challenges that LGBTQ folks actually go through. And as I enter into the medical field, they are very important and we need to be paying attention to it and we need to monitor them, we need to screen them, try to prevent them, as well as to actually target and treat.
And you know, looking back at the history of mental health in psychiatry and treating this minority of people, we've certainly come a long way in the past 50 or 60 years, and I think it's appropriate for us to start off talking about the history and how this population has been treated in mental health. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Sure. You know, it has not been that long ago that homosexuality was defined as a mental illness. And a lot of people use that and, you know, push for treatments. And it's been, you know, several years, and I'm happy to say that the American Psychiatric Association has taken out of the homosexuality from the what we call DSM diagnostic
Statistical manuals.
Yes. So now we recognize that homosexuality is a sexual orientation preference, and by being either in any part of the sexual minority doesn't mean that you do have a mental illness or you are going to have a mental illness. And so that's everybody's happy about. And but however, from that historical background, some of the treatment kind of persisted. And so you may have actually heard about it recently. New Jersey actually voted to ban a conversion therapy, which is a therapeutic technique that would treat a homosexual person to become quote-unquote straight by so many different methods, which study have proven over and over again that it's actually do more harm than any good. California was the first state to actually do that. And New Jersey one, interestingly, it's only been for a children and not adults.
Interesting.
So I think that was the language, and I have not had a chance to actually read the full law yet. But when I heard on the NPR, they specified that it was for the children.
Right.
But either way, a lot of the experts both in the like sexual minority community and in psychiatric and psychologists, all the mental health folks agree that conversion therapy is very harmful. And homosexuality is not a disease and should not be treated as such.
Right. So I think we have made huge strides in realizing homosexuality is not a mental disorder. However, you know, we're still facing challenges in treating this population. I read a statistic from 1991, only 5% of psychologists had a gay affirmative stance. And in 2005, that jumped to 58% of people Yes. having a gay affirmative stance. I'm sure it's even more so today. However, based on some studies, people were still uncomfortable treating this population because they didn't quite know the special circumstances that they may face. So can you tell us a little bit what type of mental illnesses or what special circumstances do people in this population face as far as mental illness?
Sure. And a lot of it, in my opinion, that stems from the experiences that these individuals have faced. So, mm-hmm. you know, from even in the grade school, a lot of them face bullying. And that can actually lead to other mental illness, and particularly if they actually have a genetic predispositions. We know that stress can actually bring out the mental illnesses earlier mm-hmm. than they would have naturally occur. And so if somebody is under very much distress, then they can actually, you know, become very anxious and to the point of like becoming an anxiety disorder that's required. So in my opinion, we know that the LGBTQ populations has a higher rate of, in terms of mental health, anxiety, depression, they have a higher rate of suicide. And a lot of it, I personally think it stems from the social stresses that they have faced.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of treatments, as you mentioned, a lot of the physician and you know psychologists and other mental health providers don't necessarily feel comfortable, not that they don't want to treat, mm-hmm. but to actually say, you know, if what if I say the wrong thing? And I think it goes back to education, and I feel really strongly about that. The more we teach our next generation of physicians and other providers, I think the better they will be prepared. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm still learning some of my patients would teach me, this is not how you say it, and this is how you say
right.
it. And some of these terms are still coming out, and you may actually notice more alphabet stuff and some of the words. And I would, and the best way to approach it is saying, like, hey, I don't quite understand. Could you explain it to me?
And I actually had to do that before the show. You know, you had added LGBTQ, and I was like, isn't queer a bad word? You know, as a straight person, I didn't know. And so I asked you and you explained it to me. And so, you know, now I feel more informed, more educated. It's a self-identification type
yes.
thing. And, you know, I didn't feel weird saying it anymore.
Yes. And because we know that their experiences can lead to, you know, a lot of these mental illness. And there is also other diseases as well. For example, lesbian woman actually has a higher rate of smoking mm-hmm. than the other woman population. So, I mean, we're talking about it because we're psychiatrists as well. There's other medical implications and how to actually treat that. There are clear guidelines on a lot of the experts as well.
Mm-hmm.
So because of their risk factor, and that's a special population that we keep an eye on, just like you would be monitoring for lung diseases and lung cancer in a long-term smokers, you will be actually monitoring the anxiety and depressive symptoms in the LGBTQ populations because of the experiences that they may face.
Mm-hmm. And something else that I read, kind of my reading before the show, is families, you know, not only like bullying in school, but a lot of times like a person with a mental illness will turn to their families for support. But a lot of people in the LGBTQ community, their families may not quite understand or support their sexual orientation. So that can be an issue as well.
Yes. And there are a lot of places they're targeting. In California, there is a family acceptance project that you can actually, you know, Google. And they're sort of developing different documents and things that the family can read about and educate themselves about their sons and daughter, nephew and niece,
mm-hmm.
What is it like to be in the sexual minority. And even the liberal place like New Orleans, they still faces a lot of the challenges. And it is sad to say that a lot of the homeless youth, for example, like overwhelming majority of our in asexual minority
mm-hmm.
group, and partly it stemmed from the family not accepting of their sexual orientations
mm-hmm.
and sexual preferences.
Mm-hmm. And it's also interesting to me that mental illness in itself comes with stigma. Yes. And that's a lot that we talk about on this show. And it plays a big role in someone's recovery from mental illness. But the sexual minorities also face a stigma of their own. So they're sitting here with this double stigma.
Yes.
And it makes it more difficult.
And being in the South, you know, they could have a like possible triple and quadruple. So if you're actually looking at a African-American lesbian woman, then you can actually look at them as a very super special population. You know, as a woman, she's actually facing different types of discrimination from different people, as well as a lesbian, as mm-hmm. well as being African-American.
So you're being hit from all sides,
yes.
really. You know, it seems to be lately more celebrities or people in the news have been coming out as gay. And when they do, you see kind of this huge support. Like, people were like, a WWE wrestler came out within the past couple weeks, and you know, all the other celebrities were supporting them on Twitter and Facebook. Do you think that celebrities and people in the public coming out with their sexual orientation helps to decrease stigma?
Totally. And you know, we have come a long way since, we all saw how Ellen coming out on her sitcom actually did to her career and how she had rebound now.
Right.
And the, and not even that long ago, like, coming out process was a front page news on the People magazine, that, and now coming out is pretty much low key in general. But we know that knowing a gay or lesbian or like anybody in a sexual minority person in your circle helps our straight allies and our heterosexual folks to understand better, because
right.
a lot of the fears come from being unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know a gay person who is a doctor, you can actually know that, hey, gay person can actually go through school and become a doctor.
Right.
So there are not all this misconception that a lot of people have. So having a celebrity that you know, because they're in the public eyes, and knowing that they're gay, and you know, Neil Patrick Harris has a partner and he mm-hmm. is a father, and so that's actually normalized a lot of it. And I think that's part of the education that they're kind of giving us.
Absolutely. So what is your advice to people of the LGBTQ community for preventing and dealing with their mental illness?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we encourage all the LGBTQ folks to get comfortable with their physicians. The again, it is important, and safety is really important. So
mm-hmm.
I know that some folks may not be comfortable. So after you feel, you know, and that takes time, they should actually discuss about the sexual orientation and the practices. And there are plenty of people who are out there who may not identify with LGBTQ, but they may have a same-sex activities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think physician who is going to be caring for you should know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we will actually, you know, do our part training our next generation physicians to actually be looking out for particular illnesses and diseases. Unless physicians really understand which special population that you're in, it will be a little bit harder, even though they may be screening for it.
Mm-hmm.
So from the patient standpoint, if you feel like you're dealing with it, you should talk to somebody that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of online resources as well.
Yeah, if you can give me some of those, I'll post them on my
sure.
website later.
I mean, one of the biggest things just came to my mind, like It Gets Better Project.
Mm-hmm.
And that has actually done so much good, and there are so many people who contributed. This is a site where a lot of videos are posted.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with a lot of the LGBTQ folks talking to the young people in response to teenage suicide, saying, if you just hang in there,
mm-hmm.
life will get better. And then now, like, President have contributed to it, and there's so much support talking about it. So if you're in a rural area and you don't have anybody, the internet has actually, like, been a really good resource for you to actually go and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And Traver Projects. .org is another good place.
Okay, great. And, you know, for people who are the straight allies, what can we do to help?
Sure. And, you know, straight allies can play a really good role. I mean, statistically speaking, there are more straight allies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are more heterosexual people out there than a sexual minority.
Right.
So we're the minority. To actually not be afraid to talk about it and to educate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do not know of the new term,
right.
just ask and then learn about it. And then talk to other people. And so if you actually met somebody, and I have met people who told me that in their lifetime they have never met anybody who is any sexual minority, uh-huh. which is very unlikely.
Right. They just didn't know it.
Yes. And so to actually have that open discussion and, you know, to stand up if somebody is being derogatory or making a very uninformed or remarks
mm-hmm.
and saying, no, that's not quite true
mm-hmm.
because I know somebody and that's not how all gay guys act.
Right, right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for being here with me today, Dr. Mint.
Thank you so much, Holly, for having me.
And everyone, make sure to visit my website at www.psychgumbo.com. I'll put up some of the resources that we talked about today on the show. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm always looking for messages, questions, suggestions for new show topics, so please visit me there. I hope everyone has a great day.